And it's really interesting hearing so many case stories over the last, I mean, maybe few years, starting with the melanoma people, then lung and everybody else. And there always are these cases of people who got stopped because of toxicity, who then did great, unmaintained remissions. And I think that really also gets into the issue of duration. Just kind of curious, outside a trial setting right now, how do you decide whether about stopping?
That's a great question. I think that it's a relatively small population of patients. In some ways, I think the amount of time that we spend talking about this particular scenario might be disproportionate to how often it's happening. I think before, people may have assumed that a year of treatment was sufficient. And there was some interesting data from ESMO in patients with lung cancer who were treated with nivolumab, who at a year were randomized either to stop therapy or to continue. And there was a pretty clear difference where the patients who continued therapy beyond a year were improved in terms of progression-free survival and at least a trend towards a benefit in overall survival. So I think that report had sort of reinforced to me that it seems like you might need more than a year of therapy. I think in my own practice, I have very few patients who are continuing therapy beyond 2 years. And that's less because I've set a hard deadline to stop and more that eventually something comes up that gives you a reason to stop, whether that's a toxicity, either mild or more severe. Sometimes it's fatigue, sometimes it's the patient's request, but eventually we end up stopping at some point for many patients. And I can only think of one patient who's been on persistent therapy for more than 3 years.